your sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this morning. What's up, guys? Happy Wednesday. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And yeah, we're just...
checking in.
We got caught in a wind tunnel there for a second.
We're dead. I love it.
How are you feeling as opposed to like Monday and Sunday?
I'm like a little better. But I need to figure this out. I mean, I've been sick for like 2 weeks. So, time to...
Remember that time I was sick for a year and a half?
Yeah, you just couldn't breathe. Every time you would talk, you're like... you're like, bro, you good?
I was
not, you want to vent during the show.
Completely flatlining every time we open the mic. How about that rain, huh, guys? I'm so sick and tired of everybody posting on social media. Well, we really needed it.
Yeah,
did we?
We've been getting it for the last 3 days. I think we need less of it. We're literally flooding.
69 for the high today, though. And yeah, fall vibes. I finally pulled out the denim jacket this morning.
Oh, yes. So important to pull out the denim jacket.
Where's our friends at, Breeze?
They're here and they're ready to go. We have our girl Lindsay weighing in.
What's up,
Lindsay's
man?
Here. She said vibes are high because we officially got all of our back to school shopping done and ready to go.
Ready to go. Get them trapper keepers.
It's so important. Who else is here? We have Brittany weighing in. Brittany says, I'm a tired mom of three, but we are thriving. Oh, well, in just a couple short days, hopefully, I mean, I don't know how old your kids are, we'll be going back to school, so send it.
You know, I was talking with my parents the other day, and I remember my dad saying, yeah, at 27, I had three kids, a wife, a mortgage, and at 27, I remember, I was like, getting ready to walk the streets of LA to sell my plasma.
Yeah.
It's like different, you know, it's just different times, different journeys.
It's like $32 after tax.
a different journey for sure.
Yeah, absolutely a different journey. Who else is here for this morning's good vibes? We have, oh, yes, of course, Catherine. Why wouldn't you be here? Catherine's here and she says, morning. Vibes are okay today. I think I have to put my cat down, but more on that tomorrow.
I'm sorry to hear that, Catherine.
Oh my God.
Last
Amy
from the past?
From Sodus is here.
Whoa.
Where have you been, my sister?
What's up, Amy?
And Nico and Steve.
What?
These guys. All right. Okay. All right. Let's get to Amy first. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Family weekend getaway is planned. Off to the gym and then time with Romeo. Have a great day. Romeo, oh, Romeo, art thou Romeo? We have missed you.
Yeah, it's good to...
You and Romeo.
Thanks for checking in, Amy. I'm glad the weekend getaway is going to be able to look forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Breeze and Moose. Vibes are high today because I hope I get to go back to work next week. Love you. Oh, said no one literally ever.
Nobody ever said that?
Wow.
The same way nobody ever says, wow, that lean cuisine really filled me up.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
And then, yeah, Nico and Steve are here. Good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven.
What up?
Vibes are always up for, you guessed it,
payday.
Love you guys. Have a wonderful, blessed day. They're just constantly cashing jacks.
That's it.
Constantly stacking bands, you know?
I guarantee you, between the two of them, their rent is like $450 a month. I mean, they're just absolutely...
They also live in the middle of Kendall, so of course.
Yeah, they're crushing it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear from you guys this morning. Thank you, everyone, for texting in your good vibes. Breeze?
My rent would also be $12 if I lived out in the middle of nowhere, but these are the prices we pay. Vibes are good, you know. I'm going to I don't even know what I'm going to tonight. Some like party, white party. It's like what? The end of the summer, Labor Day.
Where is it?
Don't know. Secret location.
But is it Rochester, Ontario County?
Yeah. It's in the city, I think. Okay. I don't know. I think I'm being blindfolded and then taken there. I was invited by somebody, so I'm not really sure.
Got it.
But I guess it's exclusive, clearly, if they're not even telling you the address before the party. They're like, we're actually not going to disclose the address because you're coming and you have a microphone and we don't want you to tell everybody where it is. So.
Well, that might not be it, but it's a possibility.
It could be.
It could be somebody's basement. I mean.
It's outside. Yeah, it is outside somewhere. But we'll see.
I hope there's a tent. Well, now, you know what? Actually, I don't see a lot of rain for today, you guys.
Like,
it's Wednesday. It's going to be. I think we're gonna see the sun. Yeah, we're gonna see the sun today.
Stunning. Yeah, I can't wait.
I love acting like I'm a meteorologist, but I'm just looking at my iPhone.
Yeah, he's like, I bring your umbrella. I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, perfect. Love it.
Vibes are up today. I think I'm ready to go for Italy. I think I'm good to go. So I got a couple things arriving today from Amazon, last minute things. Like, I had to buy these card blockers that you put in your wallet just to kind of scramble anybody that's trying to steal all of your credit cards and debit cards and passports.
Your narcissistic mindset around this trip is insane. You're like, if anyone's getting robbed, it's me. They obviously want everything I have.
Well, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people who's been there and, you know, just traveled a lot. And they're like, it's good to have, you know, a lot of gypsies, a lot of thieves,
gotta
mafioso.
Gotta get your converter, your outlet converter.
I do have that.
Yeah.
Guys, just about anybody is getting a driver's license today. I'll tell you about coming up in the news in just a little bit. What happened last night? Over the weekend, you got one guy charged with a DWI, and then there's another guy that fell asleep at the wheels that deputies had to wake up. Then he sped off when he saw them. He hit a whole bunch of parked cars and mailboxes. It's a lot. That was in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you the whole story coming up next on the show. It's PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
Number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. A man is charged with DWI after a car hit a gas line near a house in the village of Honeoye Falls. This was last night, forcing the residents to evacuate. It all happened on Ontario Street around 10:40 p.m. Witnesses said the driver ran from the scene before deputies arrived. And deputies say they found the driver identified as 28-year-old David Boyer of Rochester after searching the area with a canine unit. He was taken into custody. Then you have another driver facing charges after Monroe County Sheriff's deputies say he was unresponsive behind the wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
So he regained consciousness and then sped away from them. And it all started when deputies responded to Hilltop Drive. This took place in Pittsburgh. Around 4:30 p.m., this was over the weekend, and deputies say they were able to wake up the driver, and when he awoke, he sped off, hitting several mailboxes, parked cars, and trees. And the car finally stopped.
Oh, he's unwell.
After hitting a large tree on Crestview Drive. Driver had cuts, bruises. I mean, they took him to the hospital, but he's expected to recover. He's charged with reckless driving and obstructing governmental administration, along with being issued multiple traffic tickets. I mean, they're just giving anybody a driver's license today. I don't know what's going on with these people.
I guess so.
But hitting a gas line with your vehicle, that could have ended terribly.
It could have. Wowzers. It's like, what are we doing here, people? What are we doing?
Well, I mean, here's what I'm thinking, though, too. It's like, you regain consciousness. Did he realize that the cops were trying to pull him over? Or was he so startled that he just floored it, hitting every mailbox on the street?
He's like, someone's trying to rob me. They're like, nope, we're trying to arrest you. So
crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Obviously, both of those people are okay, thankfully. But just what a trip.
Wild. Wildly insane, for sure. Moose, you're going to Italy here pretty soon.
Yeah, the trip. It got messy.
Yeah. I mean, it never wasn't messy.
That's true too, Breezy. Yeah, so it involves a family member. It involves a little drama and a choice that I decided to make that, I don't know, it's got everyone upset, especially my aunt. And I also want to do, like, I want to ask the question, what's wrong with being just a little bougie while on vacation? And I can't wait to hear how many of you listening would have done the exact same thing that I decided to do. We'll talk about all of it coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Hey. How you doing? PXY, it's Moose, it's Breezy. What's up, guys? So, Italy trip is coming up with my parents. And I made it a point to finally just really start getting excited about the trip. You know what I mean?
You weren't excited for a minute there.
No, there was a lot of anxiety. There was a lot of stress that came with just, I don't know, getting ready and...
flying there, sharing a room with your parents, you know, all the things.
Buttoning everything up, all the loose ends. We had the discussion on the show last week on my whole room situation with mom, dad, you know, all the things. So I thought it would be a good idea to just take some time for myself while I was there, because I've never been to Italy, let alone Europe, so I want to just splurge a little bit.
Sure.
So my aunt FaceTimed me the other day asking for my itinerary and all the things, and she says, we're going to drive you to the airport when you do have to leave early, because I'm staying for a couple weeks. My parents are staying for like 3 weeks. Right. They're going to be there. I'm leaving early. I said, I don't need a ride. It's okay. She says, what do you mean? You have a ride? We'll take you. Very adamant about taking me.
Right. Got to do it.
I said, I already scheduled everything. I paid for it. We're good to go. She says, you taking the bus? I said, no. She goes, you can take a taxi? I said, no. She goes, what are you doing? I said, I got a private limo.
I can't. No, I literally can't.
She says, what do you mean? I said, I got a limo. It was cheap. She got so pissed at me, like I did her dirty. I said, I did some research. I called the hotel. They told me a taxi was like 60 euros, even to get to the airport. But if I wanted my own private limo, it was like $10 more.
Yeah, that's the only sense of privacy you'll be getting on this trip.
I was like, yeah, I booked the private limo to take me to the airport. I was like, this is a no-brainer. Of course I'll take the limo. And then I said, well, hold on. How much is a private limo if I rent it for a night?
Just to sleep in it. Aren't you sleeping with your parents?
Well,
aren't
we haven't...
Aren't you sharing a room with them? Yeah, of course you can afford a limo, because you're not paying for the hotel. I bet my bottom dollar you're not paying for meals.
Well,
I'm sure your family has it covered.
Breeze, listen, we haven't worked that part out yet.
All the way out. Literally, first thing he's paid for all trip. I got a limo.
Wait, the hotel situation, it's being worked out. I'm most likely going to have my own room. But I said,
right.
So I said, hold on a second. I told the concierge, I said, how much is a private limo if I rent it for a night just to take me out for like a few hours or around Rome or, you know, around the town? How much for around the town? And they said, well, if you want it for the night, it's about 200 euros. And I said, what's for Saturday? They said, that's correct. I said, yeah, book it. Book that bad boy. So my aunt calls my dad and tells him I'm being bougie and that I should drive with them to the airport. And I said, why? I said, why? I'm going to get into this enterprise rent-a-car when I could have a private limo all to myself? I mean, it just makes sense. And I'm trying to explain the math to her, and she's just not having it.
This just goes back to everything we've ever talked about of the ways that you spend money are astronomically
I'm on vacation.
Out of this world.
I'm on vacation. It's you like, would do it too.
Hey, I need money for food. I'm going to buy a generator instead. Nope, I'm buying a limo. Okay.
Breeze, listen to me. You would do it too. In my
It just kills me though, because I know for certain you paid for your flight, love it. As of right now, you're not paying for the hotel. I can't imagine your dad Venmo requesting you from across the table in Rome and saying, pay for your gnocchi.
There's going to be plenty of meals that I cover.
Right.
You're telling me if a taxi's 60, but a private limo is 10 bucks more, you wouldn't do it?
It just goes to show you absolutely hate the environment. You hate Europe.
You're
just blowing gas into the air. And you know what? furthermore, you're over here and you're like, I need to blend. I don't want to be, you know, in the know of the mafia and the mob. I don't want to get robbed. You don't think you're going to get robbed rolling up in a private limo? Please.
Well, it's not like I'm going to be covered in gold. I'm not wearing all my jewelry.
Give me a break.
My aunt is mad because she thinks, because it's my first time in Italy, my only source of transportation should be on a bicycle pedaling around the countryside.
And with a baguette in the basket.
Right. She told me I'm doing it wrong and that I should be ashamed of myself. I said, Aunt Maria, a limo for $10 more than a taxi? Come on, it's a no-brainer.
I will say this, though, because I have been to Europe. Everything there is so much smaller.
I know,
So the car, their standard car is a Mini Cooper, so their limo is probably just a Honda Odyssey. You know what I mean? It's just a van. So I...
Blacked out.
Yeah, I will. I can't wait for you to roll up to this quote-unquote limo, and they're just sliding the van door open. Hey, pop in.
See, the problem is a lot of my family members can't handle, especially the old school ones, they can't handle people doing things differently than what they're used to. But does anyone think this is over-the-top bougie, or is it strategic? Listen, maybe it's not practical, and I get that. But I'm on vacation. I work my ass off. Why can't I splurge a little bit?
I just think it's hilarious because it's not like you're getting a limo for you and your family coming in. It's just you riding solo. Like, it's not like you're like, guys, I'm going to treat us. I'm going to do something fun for us. It's literally just you.
They can come if they want.
Yeah, they're going to go to the airport just to come back.
Well, I am getting it for the Saturday night, but what's wrong?
Yeah, but you're going out. They'll be in bed.
No. What's wrong with sitting in the back of a limo sipping a little Prosecco through the streets of Rome, huh? Hey, come on.
You hanging out the side, you're gonna get robbed in an instant. Your biggest fear will come true.
Carrie says, Moose, I would have done the same thing. Private limo for basically the price of a taxi? That's smart, not bougie. Enjoy yourself. Thank you so much. Thank you, Carrie.
I can't. I'm team no limo.
I don't understand why, though. Come on, Breeze.
You're doing it for the Instagram. Call it for what it is.
This has nothing. I'm not you. This has nothing to do with social media. Of course.
We'll see it.
But
we'll see your little chinos, your little feet glass.
I'm going to be covered in linen. Are you kidding me? I'm already excited. I'm starting to get pumped. The tables have turned. Moose does Rome. Come with me. As I walk
Come
you
with me to a private limo service in Rome. That ride is not going to be, it's not going to be pleasant because the entire road is cobblestone. So it's like, you'll see.
No, I know. I'll make it work. It's going to be very comfortable. I don't know. I feel like they're going to treat me like royalty when I show up there. So,
I highly doubt it.
Isn't their money worth more than ours right now?
Not at all. 200 euro is around approximately 240 here. So you're spending like 240 bucks here. So,
okay.
No. Which is great. I mean, you're getting a discount, kind of.
Well, because I went to the bank yesterday and I gave them 500 bucks and I was like, I need you to trade these in. I'm trading this in for euros. They're like, oh, okay, with the exchange rate, I gave them 500 bucks. They're like, you're getting like 386 euros back.
Yes, you're losing money. You're just losing it. 98 PXY.